The Burt Show.
Hey.
Hey. Burt. Hey, ho, hey, yes.
Hey, I want to shout out to Doll Vet. I thought I saw him on Chili's.
Oh, I heard it wasn't pretty.
Oh no, yeah. I forgot to record
it. I'm feeling for a man, though.
What happened last night? Let me take the music down here. Because I didn't get to watch it.
And
I got a couple of tweets and a couple of texts saying that they didn't make him look real good.
No, she just kind of like, it wasn't her flavor.
Is that all? Because if it's just not her flavor, that's fine. I can deal with that. But, I mean, did they make him look like an...
Yeah, she was saying he was kind of a little cheesy, you know.
Did she say that
straight? He had the voice going on. I thought he was cute.
Oh, no. Because I did.
I love his abs.
We should just let his abs talk for him next time.
That's right.
That's it. Wasn't her flavor, you know. So.
What Sharon is talking about is one of my friends, Doll Vet, who comes on this show quite a bit also, was part of Chili's reality TV show that debuted, I think, last night. Right, Sharon? On VH1. And they have been starting to run longer clips of the show during the week. So from time to time, I would get a tweet or I would get a text message from somebody saying, hey, they're punking out your friend right now. And I didn't know how bad it was going to be last night.
So, yeah, she wasn't really nice, but, you know, it just wasn't her flavor. I thought he was great, though.
On a scale of 1 to 10, is he going to be embarrassed when he walks out of the house today, or is he going to be okay?
I think he'll be an 8.
An 8.
If 10 is the most embarrassment ever?
Yeah, well, he'll go look in the mirror and he'll feel all right.
Well, they at least defined his character in 30 minutes, so you know who he is. All right, Sharon, thank you.
Thanks, Bert. Y'all have a great week.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Yeah, I totally... VH1, they'll replay it and replay it, which I'm sure they'll either will like, love, or hate.
Over and over again. Yeah, because I called him yesterday. I'm like, dude, I'm getting a lot of tweets. You sure you know what's going down tonight? And he said he had no idea, just that they were showing those longer clips. But I'm not sure how bad they made him look, but I guess it wasn't pretty.
Okay.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
All right, let's talk about this weekend. And let's talk about, I got a lot of crap in emails and on Facebook on Friday after I posted that. I really felt like going into the weekend that there was a serious, like, media racial bias going into this weekend. I really did feel it. I felt like there were a whole bunch of different things going on in downtown Atlanta this weekend that could have possibly made traffic at a standstill.
Right.
Yet I felt like the media, TV specifically, was knocking Freak Nick. Freak Nick's coming back. They were showing you, the worst of Freak Nick from back in the day, and I realized how bad it got in those last couple of years. But I really felt like it's never been more evident how the news can really freak you out. If they want to freak you out, they can freak you out. And at the end of the day, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, there was no traffic.
Mm-mm.
Cops broke up like a party of 200 people at Underground Atlanta. There was nothing.
Right.
Well, I will say, I think the news media is damned if you do, damned if you don't. Because if Freak Nick did bring traffic and the news didn't tell anybody about it, then the news would be blamed for not warning people that there would be traffic. And then when the news tries to warn it. But I do think that the initial reports were, look, you've got Hawks, you've got Braves, you've got concerts, you've got Freak Nick Possibility.
Dogwood Festival.
You got all these things. And I think that's how it started. But then I do believe there was an exploitation of the fact that Freak Nick may be coming to town.
I agree with you. Because it could have just been like, hey, there's a ton of stuff going on this weekend. Be careful, you know, plan ahead for traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But it became this out of control paranoia.
Yep. But is it because Freak Nick, playing devil's advocate, but is it because Freak Nick in the past has been...
It's crippled the city before. Freak Nick has black people who attend it.
But you're saying, I'm playing devil's advocate. Like, I'm saying that people go to Braves games every, five times a week, and that doesn't completely shut down the entire city. People go to Dogwood every year. That doesn't shut down the entire city. Out of all the events listed that weekend, the one that shuts down the entire city was Freak Nick.
But I think the city shut the city down. It wasn't Freak Nick that shut it down.
But because of the people who came into town.
Right.
But we're no smarter than anybody in news. I mean, we know it takes years and years and years to build up to the size of Freak Nick. What it was that last year. And we've got our fingers on the pulse of the buzz of the city the same way that news stations do.
Right.
So we felt in here collectively like this wasn't going to be 500,000 people coming into the city. And we knew that the traffic wasn't going to be all that nasty because of Freak Nick. So I personally think that there was some bias on the media part this weekend.
And I agree. And just before you say that, I just want to say that also, in fairness, you know, kind of going along with Jeff's line, is that, you know, we love drama. All media loves drama.
Sure.
It's what people pay attention to.
So we get ratings.
And the fact that Mayor Kasim Reed came out and said, look, don't come. You will get in trouble if you don't have a permit. There was a little bit of drama going on because the city was saying, we don't want Freaknik, and Freaknik wanted to come. And so there was a battle going on between Mayor Reed and then the organizers of the two Freaknik, you know, parties. And so, you know, that may be also where it started, where, you know, instead of it just being, look at all the events going on, there was controversy that was stemming between a black mayor and Freaknik. So it wasn't, you know, that fight wasn't racial. It was just the fact that we can't give you the, you know, cop support and the traffic support. Mm-hmm. So that may be where all this started ballooning up. But I do agree that, though, that the racial tension then made it skyrocket.
And it's just really, it's amazing, the paranoia. I mean, I understand the concern, but the paranoia of just... I've heard people say that they were scared to go downtown. I mean, what are you scared of? I mean, are you scared that you're going to get someone pulled out the car? And I understand things happen, but I mean, really, the paranoia is amazing when it comes surrounding black events.
Yeah, I mean, I was participating in an event at Underground Atlanta Saturday morning, and it was a big volunteer event. And one of the organizers told me one participant did not come and called the organizer on the phone and said she was concerned about coming downtown for this big volunteer thing. I mean, it was Saturday morning. It wasn't like it was Saturday night or anything, like in the middle of the night where you'd run into people partying, of anybody partying. But she said, well, you know, we are putting our life on the line to come downtown. And the organizer of the event was like, you've got to be kidding me, right? Like,
that's hilarious.
But that's what this woman thought.
Mm-hmm.
That she was putting her life on the line to come downtown and volunteer.
And then I asked, like,
really?
Like, what happened in her life to her to feel like she's putting her life on the line? Like, what did she see? So, and then, is it just racism?
But I think it's you, Carl. She's afraid of you.
Yeah. Well, no. Let's talk about what we talked about on Friday, Carl, off air. And I'm certainly not endorsing what I'm saying, but let's just say that somebody, you know, let's blame the media for everything since everybody does. But the media, when they do, the one thing I do think they slant in any situation that deals with minorities is sometimes it's the most, you know, not necessarily in the nicest light to put different groups of people. And in blacks in particular, with Freaknik, there was the issue in Buckhead with shootings at clubs. And so, you know, and there's a lot of clubs who have this perception that if I have a black event there, that there may be some gun violence there. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that off air on Friday about how there's some people that do perceive that if you get a group of black people together partying, it's going to turn violent.
But then again, you know, I put that on the media because if you only show black folks acting a fool, then that's what the people who's not around black folks, that's what they're going to think that we do is act a fool all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've never, well, maybe once or twice, but my young years, I mean, you know, that's not what we do. We don't act a fool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, I'm going to use Freaknik as an excuse all the time. Like, if I can't show up to somebody's, like, birthday party or something, I'm going to say, I was going to go, but Freaknik. I heard the rumor of Freaknik, and I wanted to avoid the traffic this weekend.
It's just, yeah.
I'm going to use it for the next year.
It's ridiculous. It's just, like, fear and paranoia. Right. Melissa, I think your comment off the air about the road race...
Oh, yeah. I said if the Peachtree Roadways was nothing but a black event, I think the media would look at it differently than the Peachtree Road Race being, oh, it's the biggest 10K in the world. And, you know, it's such a, and everybody's out there with their American flags and such a fun event. But if it was an all black event, would you feel the same way?
You got to wonder.
Yeah, you had your red, black, and green flags. That's what you'd have.
The Bird Show. The Bird Show.
All right. So at the base here, you have Whitney, who's sort of been spying on her neighbors and really has a hunch here that the husband in the relationship is screwing around on wifey.
Mm-hmm.
Except she has no connection to wifey at all.
Yeah, I mean, they don't really know each other. Why she's getting all involved in their business, none of us can quite figure out.
But we
did get a call earlier this morning that might have tipped us off to the motive.
Yeah, that might be one of the first questions we want to ask her. And didn't she say she was recruiting a friend to do this over the weekend also?
Mm-hmm.
They were going to do it together? Hey, Whitney, before we find out the results from this weekend, can we ask you a totally honest question because you're on The Voice Disguiser?
Sure.
Are you attracted to the husband in this relationship? Do you find him physically attractive?
Oh, come on, guys.
Pause.
Do you find him physically attractive? Because you gave us some details on Friday. You said he's BMW, he's got a slick back hair. I mean, you're paying attention to this dude.
I'm not going to say he's not attractive, because he is, but I'm not somebody who would go in and ruin a marriage.
Now, see, if that's kind of what you're doing. If somebody can't ask me if I was attracted to, I'm trying to think of somebody, but let's say Steve Buscemi. He's just an actor that comes to mind.
What?
If somebody said, are you attracted to Steve Buscemi? I'm like, no. God,
immediately.
No. Immediately. I think that listener was onto something.
We didn't really get that with you. We got pause. Yeah, I think he's kind of hot.
So you wouldn't ruin a marriage, but.
I hadn't really thought about it before. I mean, I didn't realize, you know, I didn't know you guys were going to ask me that question.
Well, you said you wouldn't ruin a marriage, but then, of course, if it ends up he's cheating and the marriage breaks apart, then he's totally free.
Oh, but that's not what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Of course not.
If he was a single guy with, and he was your neighbor, is this a guy that you would approach? That's all I want to know.
If he approached me first, I guess. But he seems... But that's the thing. He seems a little unapproachable. And if he is cheating on his wife, then it's completely disgusting.
And once he gets busted from that and learns his lesson, he'll never cheat again when he's dating a new woman like me.
So what was the plan of action going into the weekend? You call your friend up because you said you had a partner in this whole thing. And take it from there.
Yeah, so she came over on Friday and she was just going to like spend the weekend. We were going to hang out and, you know, drink a little bit and just wait for something to happen. And unfortunately, nothing much happened. So I don't have very much to report. You know, we did follow him when he left, but he didn't go anywhere suspicious. Just kind of went to the store.
All right, let's stop right there. Let's stop for a second, because I really want to live this with you. So you said that you tailed him. So you got in your car. He takes off, and then you pull out in your car and just keep a couple of car lanes between the two of you guys, and you actually follow this dude.
Yeah.
This is you and your friend.
Yeah. Well, my friend admittedly got a little bored early on, and so she really only stayed like halfway through Saturday. But I was there the whole weekend. I was watching, but again, nothing much happened because the wife was never gone.
Okay, she was there all weekend long.
Yeah,
so this is affair. This alleged affair you think is only happening Monday through Friday?
I mean, it must be.
Okay,
it must be because that's when you know, he comes home from work and then this woman comes to the house. But there's something that just happened this morning that I wanted to tell you, which is more exciting than not exciting, but you know, more of a clue.
Oops. Did I say exciting? My bad.
Oh, what happened?
Well, like 10 minutes ago, a husband came out with two suitcases and put them in the back of one of their cars in the SUV.
Uh-huh.
And usually she drives that one, but sometimes they, you know, car swap, like he'll drive it. And so someone must be leaving for the week or maybe, you know, I don't know how long. So if there's the wife... And I'm sure that the girlfriend's gonna come over, and then I'm probably gonna follow her and sort of see what her deal is if she, you know, when she leaves.
You know, this is all made up in your head, right? is all in your head.
You realize that they brought out two suitcases, meaning they could be going somewhere together.
No way,
Jeff.
They could be going on vacation.
Jeff, the girlfriend's coming over.
Shut up. As a couple.
No, the girlfriend's coming over. They're going to do it all week.
I think their clothes are in one suitcase and the body of the girlfriend is in the other suitcase.
Why are you so invested? That, I mean, as we're talking to you the last couple of minutes, I mean, you know their routine.
You know when wifey takes off.
I mean, you know everything.
I would be freaked out if somebody knew me like that.
One of them is leaving. That's why I think, because I do. I mean, you know, when I go somewhere, I rarely take one suitcase.
I know. It was Mrs. White in the study with the candlestick.
Right, we're coming down hard on her here, but Sarah agrees with what the caller is doing. Good morning, Sarah. You are on The Burt Show.
Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
I live in an apartment, and I know pretty much everything my neighbor does without being the whole stalkerish. I agree with what the caller's doing, but I think it's to a degree of getting in the vehicle and following. I kind of don't agree with that. But if I live in an apartment, like I said, and if my husband is cheating on me, I would definitely want to know because the people around us, they know. I mean, they know what's going on in an apartment.
I don't.
But if you don't know her, if you don't know her and you have no connection with her whatsoever, then why is it your business what they're doing?
I don't want, of course it's not my business, but I don't know. Some girls got to stick together. And if you see where the husband's cheating, why not give a tip? It's going to ruin the marriage anyway. Why not go ahead and do it sooner than later and let them continue on about it?
I got to tell you guys that this is unheard of. In the guy's world,
yeah,
not a chance. Well, we could never take this call from a guy ever.
Mm-hmm. But you don't care enough.
Yeah.
About your surroundings.
Too much effort. Well, and you protect each other. You don't call each other out. Like, you have this guy code. And so, if she's doing the girl code, but it's just, I lived in how many apartments in this city? I've moved 8 times in my 20 years in this town, and I could not tell you anything my neighbors mm-hmm. were doing.
It's not even a guy code question. It's an oblivious question. Like, I wouldn't even know who my neighbors were. Like, a year after living there, people were, I'm sharing a wall with somebody?
Somebody's over there?
That's weird. Whereas women know exactly the hair color, the shoes she wears on Tuesday.
I don't.
No. I definitely know the patterns of my neighbors, for sure. In my life complex, I know that, the girl across the hall has an addiction to shoe shopping because there's the Zappos box like almost every other day outside of her door. I know whose dog has who or whatever, but I would never follow one of them or get involved in their business.
The dudes would never even notice the boxes every day. We'd go right by them.
It's really every day. Like, she's got a shoe problem.
Hmm. Is there really such a thing as a shoe problem?
It's not a problem. It's just a love and a passion.
Here's Ashley. Good morning, Ashley. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning. I think she's crazy. Yeah. There's no way around it. Do you have a hobby? Because you're following them during the daytime. It's kind of crazy that you know their schedule down to a T.
Yeah, and you spent your weekend doing this. We all had fun weekends. What'd you do? Oh, I stalked my neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your next step here then, Whitney? What are you going to do next? So he's got suitcases, gone into the car, and now what?
I'm going to see who goes, and then, if it's a wife, I'm sure that the girlfriend's going to come over.
How do you even know it's a girlfriend? You don't know who
this girl is. The girl.
You really don't have any evidence. So, let's say wifey takes off, right, and he has this woman coming over every day. You still don't have evidence enough, if that's what you're looking for, to go to the wife and say, I think your husband is cheating on you.
Not yet.
But you're going to get it. You're going to get it.
I know I sound crazy, and I know. But this is what I was saying on Friday. If it were happening to me and I was that poor woman, I would want to know. So I wouldn't want to live a lie.
So you'll know by tomorrow morning, you'll know who left the house, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
If it was both of them.
If it was both of them or just one of them. So that's when we'll get an update from you, okay?
All right.
Much like when we do these I'm Just Curious's, and the story in your head is probably way bigger than reality.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You're probably spending all this time on absolutely nothing.
We'll see. I know it sounds crazy. I do think there's something there.
Okay.
This is her entertainment.
Okay.
She doesn't feel like watching TV.
All right, that's cool. We will talk to you tomorrow morning. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Oh.
All right, I have an idea, though.
Okay.
I'll tell you, I got an idea, and it has to do with one of you guys this week. And it was based on something she just said, okay?
Okay.
I'll tell you right after traffic.
Q100, here's Wendy. Burt Show traffic and weather.
Wendy and Q100.
You heard her say that she tailed this guy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, I've got an idea, because I don't think tails work unless you're in the movies.
Ah.
I'm going to give you guys a warning right now. One of you four, I'm going to have somebody tail one of you four this week. And I'm going to see if you guys can figure out.
Have the exciting life.
And,
or
I'm going to
see that somebody's doing it.
It can actually do it. Because I don't think anybody can pull off a tail unless it's in the movies. So sometime this week, I'm going to have somebody tail you guys. And you come in the next morning and you ask me if I had you tailed or not.
Okay.
I don't think it can be pulled off successfully.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think it's possible if it's somebody's job, like your friend who's a private investigator,
mm-hmm.
he could do it really well. Okay. I couldn't tail anybody because I'm not a professional.
But I think there's a big difference, too, between tailing and learning something. Like, I could tail any one of you and tell you where you go. Oh, okay, so Bert, you finished the show, then you went to the Starbucks drive-thru, then you went home.
But I agree with Bert, though. If it was his private investigator, I agree with Jen that he... knows how to not write be on the back of the car. But see, I think that you have to have somebody just like Whitney that is
within my circle. So it would have to be a friend
that is non-professional in doing this. Because I agree that I don't think anybody tells anybody without being noticed.
Right. Yeah,
exactly.
Because the point of the tale is to get all your information. Which Jeff, I agree. I mean, you could get some information,
but I would see you pull into the Starbucks with me, and I would see you pull out, and I would notice why is the same car doing around me all the time.
See, I disagree. I think if you tell me, I would go 24 hours. I would be clueless if the same car was behind me.
I would notice.
I would notice.
See, I wouldn't.
I think you would notice.
Man, maybe it's a girl thing because we're always looking over our shoulder.
Yeah, I would notice. Especially parking at my place. Mm-hmm. I would notice.
I think all of you guys would notice. I don't think it can be done successfully.
Yeah.
So I'll ask one of my friends this week. Okay. He's going to tail one of y'all.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
And either you'll come in the next morning and go, Bert, I know what you did yesterday, man. You had your friend Justin tail me. I saw.
But see, now I got to do something exciting this week. Like, I need to go into crazy places just in case it's me.
Or we're just going to be paranoid. Every day we're going to come in and go, I know what you did yesterday.
Hey, The Bert Show. The Bert Show.
We were just talking about reality TV shows, and I haven't given you guys an update on the reality TV show that I don't even know what to call it. I didn't try out for, what do you call it? Audition for? I didn't really do that.
Well, you did audition, but you're being considered for.
Yeah.
You can still call it an audition because they asked you to audition because they've kind of observed you with the other guys. Mm-hmm. So.
But no decision has been, I haven't had to make any decision to be on the show or not. Because there's really been no update. And it's been so long that Jen asked a good question today. Like, maybe they just shelved the project.
Oh, Jen got a good question today. Great.
So I don't know. But we were talking about reality TV shows again today. Because my friend Dolvette was on Chili's show this weekend. Man, I started getting tweeting and texts about this thing before it even played in its entirety last night. Mm-hmm. I guess they were showing longer clips of the show to tease you guys on VH1. And some stuff were said on the show that rubbed some listeners the wrong way about Dolvette. So we talked about it earlier this morning, and he texted me and he said, can't wait to come in and give my version of the Chili Show, ... edit, cut, chop, paste, which everybody on reality TV show says,
right. That's what you sign up for.
But that's what you got to sort of sign up for. So
you know that in advance. You're not signing up because... I don't know. Like, you're not signing up to not get attention. You're signing up because you want to be on television. You want to get some sort of celebrity fame, notoriety, or what marketing for your business, whatever it is about it. So you give up your ability to be able to tell your own story when you sign up for that.
Because they're not
the trade-off.
Because they're not your PR rep.
Right.
Right. You know? Yeah, they're looking for drama. Mm-hmm. And if there's not drama on a reality TV show... And it's getting poor ratings, and you're not getting picked up for a second season, which is what you're hoping for.
And this is a different type of show than what you're being considered for, Bert, because this is a competition show. This show is for these guys to compete to win Chili over, to win her heart, right? So they're competing. It's a specific thing.
Mm-hmm.
For a show like what you're being considered for is all about personal drama because there's no competition. There's no winner. Mm-hmm. There's no amazing race. There's no survivor versus heroes and villains. And, I mean, it is just... gossip and drama in your social circle. That's the only reason people would watch.
Which is something to consider when making a decision on something like that, for sure.
If you were making a decision.
If one was in it.
If you haven't already made it.
If the decision hasn't already been made.
Hypothetically speaking.
We're going to talk to him.
I'm going to call Dolvette.
Awesome.
He strikes me as the type who answers the phone, like if it's on a cradle, but punch him one side of it, and when it flies up in the air, catching it.
He's got that thing in his ear all the time.
Yeah.
The Bluetooth.
24/7 Bluetooth boy.
Dude, he had a tough enough time last night. We all leave him alone.
Talk to me.
Go.
I'm not going to let his voicemail play.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Play it.
I'm protecting my friend. I'm not.
Play.
D.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Bert. We're on the radio, dude.
What up, Bert?
Okay, no cursing or anything, all right? You understand we're on the radio.
I thought I had to answer the phone. I'm like, do I answer blocked? Because it came out blocked.
Well, when you only block one person, then you really know who it is.
Yeah.
All right, dude, so we were talking about this reality TV show, this Chili thing. Can you talk about this, or are you contractually obligated to not be able to say anything about it?
No, I can talk about it.
Okay, because he and I talked yesterday, and I started getting texts about it and tweets about it yesterday. And some of them were like, oh, boy, your boy's not looking so good right now. And I had no idea what they were talking about.
So, and we haven't seen it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I totally forgot it was on last night.
But I guess
you haven't seen it yet?
No. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you got to see it.
Sorry, Dovin.
Did you watch it last night?
I watched it last night.
Of course you did.
Late, like 12:30.
How do you think you looked? You look good? You look pretty, didn't you?
No. Edit, chop, cut, paste.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about this because at the root, I'll be straight up with you. All right. At the root of the tweets and the texts are like, everything was going, might have been going sort of rough. And then she asked you about your child. And then, and you said, yeah, I have a child, but we don't talk every day. And that's when you lost her?
I think I lost her before that. Although, you know, because right on our initial meeting, the second that we met, she was standoffish from the jump. The girl that introduced us, T, that introduced us, you know, she was kind of like, this guy's perfect. And she's like, he's not my type. Her response was, you don't even know him to say he's not your type. You haven't been given an opportunity. She's like, all right, fine. So she essentially had to convince her, Chili, to even go on a date with me.
Do you think you're too good looking for her? Is that why?
No. I just think, you know, some people have chemistry, some people don't. But
at that point, she hadn't even talked to you, right? She looked at you and said that you're not the type.
It was an introduction thing. She started nitpicking me the second we met. It wasn't even an opportunity for me to introduce myself, but she didn't give me an opportunity to get to know me. So I don't know what happened.
You still went out with her, and I remember a years ago, a really wise person told me, don't go chasing waterfalls.
You're
terrible. Really? Really?
You know what? You're listening to too much R&B, Jeff.
No, he just looked up the lyrics online.
So what do you think that was shown on the show last night that wasn't, like, real that they edited to make look either worse or just different?
My relationship with my son, she asked me if I spoke to him or... You know, and they didn't give the rest of what I said. You know, we have a great relationship. I don't get the opportunity to talk to him every day. I work a lot of hours, and by the time I'm able to speak to him, he's in bed or off doing his basketball thing. So they didn't really give. They just cut it. It was like, oh well, he don't. You know, and again, that's TV. That's sensationalism. So there's really nothing. That and the fact that at the end of the relationship of the dating, when I had an opportunity to give my version of the date, they cut a lot of that out as well in terms of how I went in on her. So,
what did you?
I think it was fine.
What did you say that didn't make it on TV?
I said that I felt like her expectations were higher than her effort. You know, Chili is talking about a guy has to be like this, a guy has to be like that. You know, and. What, you know, she's not saying what she's bringing to the table, you know? She's just, you know, being Chili, I guess.
See, this is the thing about reality TV shows, dude. And, you know, as I'm not really sure where this whole project still stands with Princess and all that, but, I mean, if we agree to do it, you look what they did just in one night with you. I mean, they basically labeled you a deadbeat dad last night. So they can edit it any way they want. They can cut. They can paste it any way they want. So are you sure you want to do this whole thing again when the whole show of this next one would center around us?
You know what? With the show that we're talking about and that we're doing, I'm a fan of it only because of you guys. The control and the relationship that I know I already have with my friends, it's not even a thing where it's a guessing game. I didn't know Chili. She didn't know me. You know, so with all that speculation and probability, then it becomes dangerous. But I think when you walk into a situation where you already have relationships, friendships, you know, we're like brothers, I think it's more of a much better dialogue.
See, but you know, the more we talked about it, the more it makes me think that because we do have that tightness, we've talked about this on the air, that they're going to look for drama somewhere. So if they don't find it in us guys that are pretty tight and have each other's backs, then they're going to go to the wives and girlfriends. Mm-hmm. And if that happens, that's going to be bad. That's going to be bad.
Who's it going to be the worst for?
TV, baby. You got to love it.
I think it would be spread
out
even.
With this show, though, I mean... Chili really went in, but it's just one of those things. I think it's a huge contradiction because the first guy who's on the first episode, she was like, her list is he has to have ass, he can't eat pork. This guy eats pork, and he's a heavy set dude. So, and then she's saying how a guy has to be tall, 6'1", 6'2", and Floyd Mayweather's 5'2". You know, I love you, bud, but I'm just saying.
What?
Who's 5'2"?
Floyd Mayweather. Floyd Mayweather.
Other guy that you went out with?
The boxer, Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah, why you gotta rip on short dudes?
I'm just saying, homie. I'm just saying. But, you know, in other words, to my point is that there's a lot of contradiction on it, you know? It's like, what do you want? Do you really know what you want? You know, so... It is what it is.
Here's Michelle. Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you watch the show last night?
I did.
Did they do them wrong?
Oh, gosh. I took it as they made Chili seem like the crazy one at the end because she was so picky. She's so picky, she doesn't even know what she wants, really. I think Delvette did an excellent job. I didn't take away that he was a deadbeat dad because I've watched reality television shows all the time, and I didn't take away that he was a deadbeat dad. She was so judgmental, you know, from the start, and she didn't want to go out on the date from the jump that she just didn't give him a chance. And she's in love with Floyd Mayweather, so you guys have to just watch the episode. It's just, you know, she's so picky, and she really doesn't know what she wants. I really don't.
Well, she says she's got that list. You know, she got that list in her head, and you gotta meet all those criteria. Hey, Aisha, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to quickly, like, in defense of Delvette, I think Chili was just immediately standoffish because of the way her matchmaker did it. She wasn't too thrilled about being, you know, having her guys picked from the Braves game and having herself blasted like that. Like, hey, I'm looking for love, although she has a reality show.
So she started off on the wrong foot.
Yeah, she started off on the wrong foot. And I think Delvette just got through in the mix. Like, he's a great guy, and he did meet all but maybe one of her expectations, which is you're not going to get 100% of what you're looking for, which was what her matchmaker tried to tell her, but Chili was already on the defense because of the way it was introduced.
Which is, again, reality TV. So it's the matchmaker's job to make sure that there's some drama going on. So even catching Chili off guard is part of the manipulation in the show.
Yeah, it was like the first or second episode. So if she gets along with one of these guys in the first or second episode, then guess what? We've got no season,
right,
people.
Right, exactly.
So we better start creating some drama. Right. And there are going to be casualties in that. And they're part of Delvette, I think, was a little bit of a casualty of that last night, man.
You think I was a guinea pig?
Well, no, I just think that, I mean, when we do a reality TV show, or you do a reality TV show, you are the sacrificial lamb for the ratings. And you got to know that going in. And, you know, if we choose to do it, we got to know that going in, dude, that they will find out everything about you.
Stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
Get it? The Burt Show. You're on The Burt Show.
All right, Jen Hobby, explain what all or nothing trivia is and what we're focusing on right now.
This is a very intriguing question about the men in Hollywood who are considered to be the most well-endowed. This is a new list, and these are all living men in Hollywood,
yes,
right? There's been some debate about that. But there's five answers to the question, but we're not going to tell you which ones you get right and which ones you get wrong. We're just going to tell you how many answers you've gotten right or how many you've gotten wrong. So you've got to listen over a period of time. A pattern develops, and you can sort of, you know, eliminate some of the answers and keep around some of the answers. But you've got to call with five answers to this question, and once you get all of them right, that's why it's called All or Nothing Trivia, then you get all the prizes, and we add a new prize every day.
All right, here we go, and we will start with Alice. Good morning.
Michael Jordan.
Oh, hold on.
Whoa,
we're jumping right in.
Hey.
Okay, let's go.
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Go ahead.
Michael Jordan.
Uh-huh.
David Letterman. Hello?
Yeah, we're
listening. Go ahead.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Baby, what'd you think we were doing?
Yeah, who are you talking to?
I'm sorry. You wouldn't believe this, but we've got two people in the car that are online, so... Or we're hanging on, so we're trying to win this today.
Okay, so do you want the Michael Jordan and the David Letterman as part of your guesses, or is that somebody
else? No. That's somebody else in the car. These are my five guesses, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, Ron Jeremy, Ashton Kutcher, Eddie Murphy, David Letterman, and Mikhail Baryshnikov.
Random.
Because she's seen that poster.
Uh-huh. Right. He's stuffed in that one. I believe you got one right.
Got one? Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
You should have listened to the other person in the car. All right. One right. 404-741-Q100.
They may be in the HOV lane, oh, but check they this out, are not winning this.
All right, check this out. We just talked to Alice.
Yeah.
This is BB in the same car.
That's great.
On a different line.
BB. Of course we have the same list, but we're going to edit this list a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go with Eddie Murphy, David Letterman,
that's two large penises. We need three more.
We need three more. Okay. So what about Ray J as one of them? Did you get... we got Michael Jordan. I don't know what we didn't get.
You only got three.
Okay,
so
name my list back. Name my list back.
And what?
And what?
She said name her list back. I
can't name your list.
Oh, they're passing the list around the car.
I can't do that. You have to tell us.
Okay. Okay, so the five that I want would be David Letterman.
Mm-hmm.
Eddie Murphy,
mm-hmm.
Ashton Kutcher, okay. Ray J, and we said Michael Jordan. Give me one more. Michael Jordan. I'm ready.
All right.
He was.
Did they say Michael Jordan twice on that list or no?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Then you've got one right.
I got one right.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever. You changed the list from before.
No, we did not. You changed carpool people.
Yeah, look, so we're like privileged to be two people in one car on the phone at the same time, right?
Well, when we tell you guys we only have seven listeners, we're not lying.
But I will say one thing they didn't realize is they made the same guesses when Bert said you only got one right, and then the next person repeated two people. It's like
not smart.
That you didn't listen to what Bert said.
Good morning.
Naughty.
Donna, you're on
Q100.
Yes, Donna.
All right, go for
it. Okay, my five guesses are Leonardo DiCaprio, Ashton Kutcher, Jamie Foxx, Ewan McGregor, and George Clooney.
You got three right.
Oh! That's
okay.
A good one right there.
We got three.
That's a good one.
List.
Nice.
Go with one more today. This might be it. Good morning, Preston.
Good morning.
All right, Preston, it is all or nothing trivia. You have to give us all five correct answers.
Okay, I got three of them. I know for sure.
Let's do this thing.
Okay.
But the other two, I'm gonna throw them out there.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. The first three that I know I got for sure are Jamie Foxx, Ashton Kutcher, Leonardo DiCaprio. Those are my three that I know I got. But the other two would be Ellen DeGeneres and and Tobey Maguire.
Okay, you got three correct.
Well, technically, a woman can buy any size.
I know.
Yeah. Can buy bigger than anybody on this list.
You know what would have been a very wise move, though? He was honest, doing something very smart. If you're like 90% sure that you have three right, you throw those three out, then you give us two women. And if we tell you got three right, then for sure got three.
Yeah.
So that's pretty smart thinking right there. All right, so we continue tomorrow. You now got John Mayer tickets. Massage at Intercontinental Spa.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the $50 certificate to Fado, and then we'll add one more prize tomorrow morning to All or Nothing Trivia also, and we'll do it at the same time.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.